Wrapping up that set with a classic from Lou Donaldson from Blue Note, Summer of 58, along with Herman Foster on piano, Peck Morrison on bass, Dave Bailey on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. That was the title track to Blues Walk. In front of that, from 1954, we heard the talents of Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Elmo Hope piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on drums, and a group fronted by Sonny Rollins, and that tune that we heard called Swingin' for Bumsy. And yesterday, Sonny Rollins' birthday. A happy birthday to the legendary tenor sax man. And we opened up with another from 1958, and this was from the late Randy Weston, who recently passed at the age of 92. We heard him in the company of Ray Copeland trumpet, Melba Liston trombone, Johnny Griffin tenor, George Joyner bass, Charlie Persip on the drums, and the arrangement by Melba Liston of the classic Little Niles. We're going to honor Randy Weston on the program today. Have a lot more jazz, blues, and more for you coming up on The Beat. I'm David Nicholas with you till 3 o'clock here on Listener Supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. The work now of pianist Marcus Roberts with Scott Joplin's A Real Slow Drag. Thank you. tune there called BG's Groove 2, named for Benny Green, trombonist Benny Green, who wrote it, and it was played on the Ike Quebec date Easy Living with Ike on the tenor, Stanley Turrentine also on tenor saxophone, as mentioned, Benny Green playing bone, Sonny Clark, Milt Hinton, and Art Blakey in your rhythm section. Max Roach, right before that, in music that he did in 1956 and 57 with Kenny Dorham and Sonny Rollins, Ray Bryant, Billy Wallace, and George Murrow, we heard the Max Roach Plus Four and their version of Just One of Those Things. And started off with Marcus Roberts in a trio setting with Roland Guerin and Jason Marsalis from 2009, his recording called New Orleans Meets Harlem, Volume 1, and the Scott Joplin piece, A Real Slow Drag. We'll wrap up the hour with a couple from Buddy Rich, this one recorded live in the late 70s, and this is a thing called the Bugle Call Rag.
Thank you.
Buddy Rich and his big band recorded in Las Vegas in the summer of 68 with the Channel One Suite from the recording Mercy, Mercy, done for Pacific Jazz. And before that, from the late 70s, gigs that were recorded both in New York and in Michigan, the Buddy Rich Big Band with a bugle call Rag here on The Beat on WCMU. Next hour opens up with Freddie Redd and Dizzy Reese, also some more from Randy Weston, and in honor of Sonny Rollins' birthday, all coming up on The Beat.